He rose and went over to the door membrane. It was opaque and bonded shut by some gooey fiber the bugs had spun over the outside, but the spin glass surrounding it was so thin and translucent that Han could see the silhouette of their Saras guard standing watch outside. He waved an arm to get the guard's attention.
Hey, open up! I need to talk to you.
The guard came over to the wall and pressed its orange thorax to the spin glass. A muffled thrum reverberated through the wall.
Sara says she can hear you through the wall,
C-3PO said, clunking over to translate.
And she is reluctant to open the door, since Master Skywalker was just talking about escaping.
Han shot an irritated look over his shoulder. Luke shrugged. It's not like they couldn't figure it out on their own. Yeah, okay. Han raised the Falcon model up.
Can you get in touch with the squibs who are buying these?
The bug's rumbling was so softened by the wall that the words seemed mumbled.
She seems to be saying that the squibs aren't purchasing the line. They're handling it on consignment.
C-3PO turned to Han.
I don't think that's wise. From what I recall, the squibs we met on Tatooine weren't very trustworthy.
Saras demanded.
Don't worry, Han said, addressing the bug through the wall. They won't pull anything on Raynar. Right. Unu Thule has trading in his blood, Han said. Besides, with the idea I've got, we're all going to make so much money the squibs won't want to cheat you.
I can't believe this, Han, Luke said, coming over to the door. You're thinking about money at a time like this?
Yeah, Han said.
When it came to money, squibs could do the impossible, but he didn't say that aloud. He tried not to even think it. Luke rolled his eyes, and Han scowled at him, hoping he would finally get the message. Why don't you go input those code sequences Alima gave you or something? The anger that flashed in Luke's eyes suggested their minds were not all that connected. That was low, Han, even for you.
Sorry. Didn't mean to rattle your cage, Han said. Just let me make my deal. I'm trying to make the best of a bad situation here.
Fine. Luke scowled at him, then stepped back, shaking his head. Don't let me stand in your way.
When have I ever?
Han turned back to Saras.
Now, how long will it take you to get in touch with the squibs?
The bug drummed something short.
She wants to know what your idea is.
Han shook his head.
No way. I deal directly with the furbags on this.
The bug spread its forearms and began to back away from the wall.
Okay, okay, Han said. But if you steal the credit...
Han, will you just tell it? There was a glint in Luke's eye that suggested he finally realized Han was up to something more useful than having R2-D2 scratch X's in the spin glass.
You're getting on my nerves.
Saras returned to the wall.
All right, you're gonna love this.
Han held the model of the Falcon up close to the wall.
You're going to produce a billion of these, right?
Saras nodded.
What if I signed some of them? Han asked. They'd be worth 5 times as much, and the publicity would help launch the entire line.